We have Mark Howey from York Electric Cooperative joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. He is Vice President of Community Development. And good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. You're sticking with the electric theme here. I heard the Brown Electric coming in. So, yeah,
yes.
Electric day.
A full hour of nothing but electricity.
Stay awake, people out there, please.
Speaking your language, you're right. Right. Well, talking about speaking your language, you all are watching this energy bill that's making its way through the South Carolina State House, and mm-hmm. kind of bring our audience up to speed about this energy bill and really an amendment that was kind of added that was like scratching your head. Sure. Was scratching a little bit about it.
Really, for 2 years, the General Assembly has dealt with an energy bill. It passed the House last year. It was stalled in the Senate, and it was just kind of punted to this year. So a similar bill came up in the House. It passed pretty quickly in early February. Then it went to the Senate. As they debated that, several amendments came up, some of which we were okay with, but a couple that we were not supportive of.
And that one amendment would do what? That you all
basically, it was limited retail industrial choice. It's really kind of a form of deregulation. It comes up from time to time. It first came up 20 years ago, where not everyone, but large industry, either existing or coming into our state, could choose this electric provider. Again, all electric co-ops, Duke Energy, Dominion, you know, we spend a lot of money preparing for the load that we're going to serve. We're very involved with economic development, both the co-op and Duke Energy and the city of Rock Hill, for that matter, to work to create business parks to help all of our members. So this would allow possibly a company to say, we're going to wheel our power in from another state. Mm-hmm. And we do have concerns with that. Again, the electric co-ops purchase electricity. We buy from Duke Energy and Santee Cooper, the state-owned electric mm-hmm. authority. But this would, we didn't think this was good for our members. It's been tested in other markets, Texas and California. And it's just, it can make residential rates go up. And we obviously don't think that's a good thing.
Plus, the companies that they would be buying it from are not, if they're not from here, they don't understand our culture here, right?
I That's mean, true.
There's a reason why we have 50 states. We have different
right.
personalities
and
in
it,
each state.
And it kind of sounds easy to say, well, oh, we'll just wheel it in from Georgia or Florida. But, you know, you have your transmission grid, the big metal towers, as I like mm-hmm. to call it. You know, is there enough capacity on that to handle that? How would that work? How would the Duke Energies and Dominion that own that transmission system, how would they be compensated? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a good deal for the folks around here if we're preparing for these new, whether they be industrial projects or residential projects or commercial developments? You know, we're here trying to prepare for that. It's not an easy process. It takes several years to do that, and we had some issues with it.
Or if something was to go wrong, I mean, like, would you have to wait for someone to come from, I don't know, Montana or Texas?
Good point. Or where, they could have issues like to where it's actually coming from, mm-hmm. whether that be a brownout or something that would happen, mm-hmm. and then you would have some issues there. So there's all types of questions. It was brought up in the last couple of hours as they were talking about it late at night. Again, I think if South Carolina were to seriously consider something like that, you'd have to let folks vet it and look at it very closely and study it. You know, the co-ops, again, the investor-owned utilities, the electric cities, all those folks would need to kind of weigh in, and the Public Service Commission, the state of South Carolina, to see if it could be a good thing, and we just did not think it was.
And Mark, those pushing for this or looking to add this on as an amendment, what was their reasoning? Is it just marketplace?
Like, I think there was a lot of pressure from one particular company in the lower part of the state that's been pushing for a better electric rate for several years and threatening to go overseas if they do not get it. As I mentioned earlier, as we were talking, they've been talking about that for 8 or 10 years, and I think they're still here in South Carolina. So I think they're probably overall getting a pretty good deal. But I think a lot of pressure came from some of the large industry in South Carolina to date.
So this is still being debated at the State House or tacked on?
The amendment did not pass, but the bill did get third reading, and there were a few amendments added, so it'll go back to the House. Mm-hmm. I think they're on furlough this week, so they will hopefully address it next week. And so hopefully this bill can be passed this year. What we do like about the bill mm-hmm. is it lets Santee Cooper and Dominion work together to build a new generation plant in the Canady's area. I had to look to see where Canady's was. It's not far from Walterboro. Okay. Walterboro is kind of what you pass through if you go to Hilton Head, basically. But it's an old abandoned coal plant, so there's a lot of infrastructure that's already there. This would possibly be a gas-fired plant, so you would have to increase the gas capacity to the plant, but it makes a lot of sense. We need new generation in this state, one for economic development projects, but also just to keep your lights on and your lights on in here. You know, we are reaching a point to where we need to add generation, and the gas-fired plant is one step in doing that.
And excuse my ignorance, when you mentioned generation, what's the example there? What are you talking about?
Just needs to be made.
Oh, okay.
Okay, basically. Basically, there are three parts of electricity. It has to be made. So the great example here is the Catawba Nuclear Station. Even the hydro dam that Duke mm-hmm. built back in probably 100 years ago now, that was a small piece. Electricity has to be made. It has to be transmitted on what I call the big wires. Those are the big metal structures. They're actually the grid that interconnects South Carolina with other states. And then you have the distribution point of it. So electric co-ops tap into Duke Energy's transmission line, build our electric substations, the things you see with fences around them and that sort of thing, almost like a panel box at your house. A lot of electricity comes into that part and then goes out to the Walmarts and the Baxter Villages and all that to serve them electricity.
Okay. So for the most part, you all like this energy bill that's making its way through South Carolina?
We do so far. Again, it's not over the goal line just yet, but the biggest part being the Kennedy's plant being a part of it.
And then, so you hope do you hope that this bill does get passed this legislative session? Is that what you're
hearing? We hope one or two things can be worked out with it and that it will be passed this legislative session.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Since we've been working on it for a couple of years now. So
we're speaking with Mark Howie. He's the Vice President of Community Development for York Electric Cooperative. We just kind of got an update about a piece of legislation that's making its way through South Carolina's State House. That's this energy bill. Mark, what else what are some of the other headlines, I guess, coming out of York Electric Co-op?
Well, we have asked our folks. We've always had a strong grassroots effort, you know, a kind of a local rallying to help us support things. So the Voices for Cooperative Power email went out to folks who have signed up for it. It's just a way we like to reach out to our lawmakers and policymakers to let them know things that we're interested in or that would be good for them long term. So Emma Sutton, who's in our communications department, works with Porter, wrote a great piece on grassroots efforts in the past and how we need your help now. So if you have not already and you're an electric co-op member, we would encourage you to sign up for Voices for Cooperative Power. You can find the link on our website. And that way, it just as we track things and we want to send a message to our policymakers, that's a great way for us to do that.
Yeah, these lawmakers have a lot on their plate. And so mm-hmm. sometimes they need to know the people they serve, what their thoughts are,
sure.
right? And so by letting them know, hey, this is where we stand on this piece of legislation, at least they're armed with knowledge.
Right.
So when they go in to make a vote, they can think, wow. Right. Majority of the folks I serve, they're pushing for this or they support this. Let me take a closer look at it.
We're very fortunate there. If we talk to House members here in the York County delegation, House or Senate members, they know we're here local in the community. And, of course, they'll listen to us. And if we are down there and talking to them about a bill, it's for the benefit for York Electric members or Duke Energy customers, City of Rock Hill folks in this area. So usually, we're not an out-of-state lobbying firm. We're here to address local issues which we think are very important to our members.
And then, Mark, you've got your big annual meeting coming up.
Yes.
And the world-famous hot dogs. You've got to have hot dogs. Remember the time you didn't have hot dogs? I thought the world was going to go dark.
I thought Manny and Kimmel was going to help us make it go dark.
I didn't think we were ever going to recover from that.
Yes. We'll actually be doing, again, a remote annual meeting in TK the Wednesday. I want to say that's the last day of April. I should know that off the top of my head.
April
30th. Thank you. And then we will not do hot dogs there. It's just too much to try to pull that all together. Then we will have a drive-through annual meeting at our co-op office in York, and we will have hot dogs there on that Saturday morning. So come on out and see us. And it's unique. It's what makes us different for sure. But we hope folks can join. We had a great turnout from TK last year. We appreciate the city of TK working with us at their recreation center there. A lot of ways to get people off the roads. The traffic flowed well. So looking forward to it. So thanks for bringing that up.
No problem, Mark. Again, Mark Howe is with York Electric Cooperative.